He identifies us by the faith that we have in him.
Come on now.
And faith is simply believing God for his promise. Mm-hmm. You know, you actually, that's what God looks for as a measure when he deals with us and our blessing.
Come on, measure of faith. I got
he wants to understand what measure of faith that you have in him. And how much do you believe in him for his work?
For his works. I like that. I like that. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Tonight, we're not going to only be talking about your measure of faith. We're going to be talking about activating it. Amen?
Amen.
Because some of us, praise God, have great faith, but we have not stepped out on it. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of us, praise God, amen, know about faith. Some of us have experienced faith. Some of us have watched other people's faith walk. Come on, amen. Know that God can. Know that he will. But when it comes to us, have we walked in our own faith? I'm not talking about the footsteps of your grandmother, the footsteps of your mother, the footsteps of your father. No, I'm talking about have you tried God for yourself? Come on, amen. So we're going to be in James. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be in James, praise God. We're going to be at James 2, verse 17. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to give everybody time to just go over there with me, praise God. I want to get your faith activated tonight. Amen. I don't want you sitting around, praise God, talking about what God is doing for other people. Yes, rejoice with them, but I want you to put your faith to work. The title tonight is Dead Faith. Oh, my God. Dead faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We used to talk, when I was younger in the gospel, praise God, we used to call it crazy faith. Come on. It was that faith to believe that whatever God told you, it was going to happen. Come on. Hallelujah. Wow. Whatever he said, 2 and 17, whatever he said, it was going to happen.
Right.
Come on. And let me tell you something. It takes a person that is sold out to God. My God, that's a big situation. It takes a person that's sold out to God to really exhibit living faith.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
But I always talk about that because I tell people this because I say it to myself. I dare you to trust. And see, for faith to be working, you have to have a trust issue element there.
Come on, brother. Amen.
With faith, that's why God identifies you by your faith, because he wants to know how much you trust him. And not only that, you need to trust him with your everything.
With your everything.
Not just some things. You know, some people have a tendency of, okay, I'm going to let God have this part, but I'm going to take care of it myself. No, that's not how it works. Everything has to be within your faith realm, where you give everything over to God and trust him with it.
Amen. And That's right. Let's get into this word tonight. If we believe exactly what Brother Daniel said, that we are faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's start from the beginning. Amen. In the beginning of this thing, praise God. Amen. Your walk with God, you had to use what? Faith. Because it said, praise God, you have never met Jesus. But to believe in Jesus and to believe that when you came to him, that everything was made new. Let's break that down. When you believe that everything was made new, that's faith. When you believe that you are a new creature, that's faith. How do you prove that you are a new creature? If you live in the spirit, then you got to what? Walk in the spirit, right? So your faith makes your feet move. You get what I'm saying? Your faith, your belief has to be accompanied by action. You cannot say, I'm a faith walker and wear the shirt. You know what I'm saying? And the hat and the cap and show up at all of the concerts. But you are not moving, and what God has shown you is going to happen with your life. What do I mean? God gives you vision.
Right. Amen.
God gives you vision. God gives you direction. God says, go this way. But God can say it all day long. But if you don't do anything, your faith is what? Dead. He even said the letter is dead, but the spirit give it life. Come on, hallelujah. So if you don't have the spirit of God, it's going to be hard for you to activate faith. It's going to be hard for you to walk in faith. He said, if you live in the spirit, you got to walk in the spirit. Everything that has to do with God involves motion. We were raised in old school church that hold your peace, let the Lord fight your battle, give it all over to Jesus, wait for it to happen. Well, listen, amen. Faith without works is dead. James 2 and 17. Even so, faith, if it had not works, this is the word of God, amen. If it had not works, is dead, being alone. Did you hear what I said? Being alone. When I was studying on this today, I got stuck right there on being alone. Without works, the Holy Spirit, come on, is not with you. You got to be in motion. When the Lord spoke this, when God spoke the whole world into existence, the Holy Spirit began to move and obey the voice of God. Come on. Hallelujah. When he gave us his spirit, amen, and then he began to tell us which direction to go, it's only activated when you begin to move. It only works, it's only valuable when you begin to move. You cannot have faith, amen, and just sleep on it. Come on. Yeah. I've met many people that say, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, one day I'm going to do this. Oh, one day I'm going to do that. Let me tell you about the spirit of procrastination. I heard somebody say procrastination destroys the nation. And it's true. We wait. God gave us a vision. I hear people and they talk about it with such authority. And 25 years ago, the Lord told me, listen, let me help you with something, praise God. When God gave you the vision, you're supposed to start doing things, praise God, that support what God said to you in your life. When he sees your efforts, oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's go to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews. Because I need for you to understand how powerful this word is tonight. So let's go on over to Hebrews. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something. Don't let the devil, praise God, make you think that you ain't qualified. Come on. Don't let the devil, we're going over to Hebrews 11. Y'all know where I'm going. Come on. Y'all know where I'm going. It says now, faith. Come on, amen. Now, faith. Present, faith. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance. What is now faith? Meaning that even though I don't see it right now, I'm going to work towards what God showed me. I'm going to work towards what God told me was going to come from my life. If the Lord said that I was going to, because a lot of us, God told you to start a church, but you haven't started it yet. You're getting older and older and still haven't started what God told you to do. Come on. When you know that this is something that God told you to, let me tell y'all what I did. And my husband will tell you. I started buying stuff. I didn't have no building. I started buying stuff, huh? Somebody gave me a podium. Come on, pulpit podium. Come on. Somebody said, I got the pews when you're ready. Come on, amen. I told my husband, go get some microphone. Baby, we gotta get a keyboard. Baby, we gotta just listen. When God gives you vision, he gives you provision. Now, I know you've heard that before, but why have you not moved on it? What is it that's holding you back from walking in what God has revealed to you about your life?
Well, sometimes it tends to be an inadequacy. Inadequate amount of faith. You know, we'll say we trust and we believe, like I said, but we won't hand it all over. We fail to surrender.
Amen.
To our faith. You know, and
we'll, stop we'll right there. What is surrender to? I like that. Let me just dwell there a minute.
Go ahead.
Surrender to your faith. I like that, Brother Daniel. Surrender to your faith means I'm gonna be all in to what God says about me.
Amen.
I'm gonna be all in to the dream he gave me last night. I'll be all in. Come on. Even when everybody else have left the building. Come on, Mom. I'll be all in. When other people have turned their back and begin to scandalize my name, I'm going to be all in. When somebody say, what you doing now? Come on. I'm going to still be what? All in. I have to surrender to my faith.
Yeah. Amen.
That's just like, what do we have to do when we came to Jesus Christ? We had to what? Surrender. Paul's ministry was so powerful because Paul surrendered. He had an encounter with God, an experience with God that shook him so that he had to what? Surrender. You know what surrender means when it comes to walking out your faith and activating your faith? Move. We used to sing a song when I was young and say, it says, you got to move. Come on. You got to move. Because when the Lord God get ready, you got to move. Come on. You know what it was saying? It was saying, when God say it to me, I'm going to move.
Right.
Some people, I got to go and pray about God showed me this, so I'm going to go and pray. What? He showed it to you.
Say that.
He showed it to you. Now, look, now what he told you to do was write the vision. That's the next step. Write it down. Come on. Sometimes we get to, we God to show us something and we just tell it to somebody else and then we move on like nothing ever happened.
That's
Do
right.
you know that there's people praying for that encounter with God?
Yeah.
Praying to know who they are and what they are supposed to be doing.
Right.
Now God has shown you and he keeps showing you. It's almost like your dreams and the visions are stalking you.
Right.
Now, faith, right now, watch this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Where is your substance and where is your evidence? Where is the substance? Where is the evidence? If a young man is going, if a young man say he's going to play in the NFL, you're going to always see him with a football. You're going to see him on the game system playing football. You're going to see him outside playing throw, tackling. Come on. You're going to see him marching in the direction of his vision.
Yeah.
Basketball player, I knew a young man, every time you saw him, he had a basketball on. Come on, he had the Jordans on. Come on, he had a jersey on. Come on, I'm talking about your substance. What is your substance? I'm not talking about what people told you you can do. I'm not talking about what people told you that you can't do. I'm talking, listen, let me tell you something. I called a relative and I said, back in 2009, and I said, God told me to start a talk show.
Okay.
And the relative said to me, well, you don't have the right equipment for that. You don't know all the stuff that you need to do to have you a radio show. You don't know what. Guess what? The next week, I bought a computer. The next week after that, I met a lady that showed me how to do it. And to do it for free. I'm trying to help somebody. Come on. Glory to God. I did not allow people that had nothing to do with the vision to stall the vision.
Amen.
I take my instructions from God.
That's right.
And if people give me advice that don't line up with the vision that God has given me, guess what? I count it as done. I count it as done. It is irrelevant. It is not valuable. I do not allow it to get in my spirit. Why? Because I don't want my faith to die. I don't want to exhibit traits of dead faith. Let me tell you some traits of dead faith. Hoping, but ain't moving. Come on.
Okay, I like that.
Wishing.
And I look at talking today. Wishing and I was going to do it. I had a vision back then, but then I got this. No. You want to activate your faith? You want to be real about who you are? You want to come out? You want to show God? Because it ain't about showing man. It ain't about showing man. It's about showing God that you believe what he said. Come on now. Showing God that you believe what he said. What is the evidence of things not seen? What's the evidence? The evidence is, come on, what I tell you? Chairs. Come on. I'm just using my story for example. Keyboard. Chairs, keyboard, microphone. Come on, woman of God. Look around. People start giving me stuff. I was like, if you put one more thing up in this house. But by the time we was about to overflow and have to sleep on the lawn, God say, go to Texas City. I'm trying to help somebody. The path that God has carved out for you makes no sense to anyone, not even you. Come on. Want to help somebody. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways.
Right.
You would say something, brother.
Yeah.
I was high. High in the spirit. Come on.
What I always often hear people say is, you know, we'll say this out of just I don't know, out of tradition, I guess, the best way to put it. God order my steps. But then we'll stand still.
Oh,
we don't take a step.
Come on.
After that, God, you have God order my steps.
Order my steps.
And you never move.
And don't do nothing.
And don't do nothing.
Lord, open the door, but never go through.
But never, the doors fly open and you stand back. And look, instead of walking through the doors that God has opened up for you. So I often hear people say that, but I take, as they say in the world, you take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You have to look at what they're doing in their life when they're talking about God order my steps. But you're saying you're praying for one thing, but you're not making provision.
Does your words match your action?
Right.
Does your word match your action?
You're praying for a job.
I hear people. Exactly. I hear people all the time. I want to go back to school. I say, well, just drive down there and go in there. Go online and fill out the application. This one right here. I'm talking about how do you know that you are you are stunted or stalled in your faith? When you're saying stuff to yourself like, well, I've been meaning to do that.
I was going to.
Well, now just don't seem like the time. 4 and 5 years passed, 25 years passed, and you sitting there trying to rekindle your old, come on. But we have to come under subjection to our feet, to the Spirit of God. Let's look at verse 2 in Hebrews 11. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Come on. God is watching what we do. God is watching. It's not so much as because he's faithful to perform what he said he's gonna do in your life. But he's watching to see if you believe. Come on.
Right.
Come on. Lord, do you believe in me? He would have gave you the vision.
That's right.
Oh, I don't think I could do that. Why would he tell you to do it? Watch this. Verse 3. Through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the what? Word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was not made by natural things. It was made by his voice. He's trying to build our confidence in his voice. Why won't you move when he said it to you? Do you not believe that the Lord can use you?
Yes.
Do you not believe that the Lord can give that to you? I want to get to the root of why you won't make a move. Is it fear that has crippled your life? Is it the voice of folks that try to manipulate and intimidate you? that every time you go to make a step, you decide, no, I'm not. What is it? Get to the root of it. Let's get into that. Get to the root of it. What is that voice that's speaking to you that's stunting your growth? What is the event that occurred in your life that brought doubt in your decision? Ooh, I got to help somebody. What mistakes have you made that you keep penalizing yourself for? So when God shows you who he sees, that's why I told y'all Sunday. When I was going through this kind of thing, I had to say, Lord, I want to see me like you see me.
Come on.
Show me how I look to you. Show me who I am to you. Because I've heard what the world has said about me. See, I couldn't go no further in God until I got myself right with God. Till I remove stumbling blocks.
Yes.
Till I understand generational curses. See, you cannot break a generational curse if you don't know what the generational curse is.
Right. You're
going to repeat it. So what conversation do you need to have with the one that gave that's passing out faith and passing out blessings and passing out breakthroughs? Look, when you go to God, say, Lord, whatever it is, show it to me. See, I want God to show it to me before he take it out, because I don't want to fall over that again.
Right. Amen.
I don't want to fall for that again. Come on, amen.
As we used to say in the streets, recognize it when you see it again.
When you see it again,
yeah,
come
way,
on.
That way you don't do the same thing.
Yeah.
Get those same, fall into the same traps and snares. You know, you need to recognize it when you see it again.
Yeah.
So that is so true. That you want God to reveal to you what it is that's hindering you.
Yeah.
What it is
that's
separating you from him and making your faith diminish.
Because the trick of the enemy is what?
Huh.
Not knowing. He said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Come on.
Confusion.
God is not in confusion. Come on. Come on. We procrastinate. We're hindered. Come on. All of these different words keep us from the promises of God.
Exactly.
It's a lot of people that walk in the promises of God but can't enjoy the promises of God because their mindset is messed up.
Their
mind is cluttered with all kinds of things from their past and uncompromising stuff they done got themselves into.
That's right.
And now that you are a new creature and you're trying to walk in it, every time you turn the corner, there's something else.
Uh-huh.
So what do you need? You need the shield of faith. Uh-huh. My God. Come on.
Uh-huh.
You need the shield of faith that's in the full arm. All of this stuff work together. Come on. The shield of faith. Now, the shield of faith, it does not just help you walk into places. Come on. Hallelujah. But it also shelters you and protects you.
Yeah.
I tell you, hide behind my faith. You can't mess with me.
Right.
You can't bother me. People say, well, how did you do that? Why you do that? And how, girl, I just never would have thought. The shield of faith it guards me.
That's right.
The enemy starts throwing his fiery darts. Guess what? My faith said, this mighty woman of God got to go where she needs to go. Folks start scandalizing my name. Guess what? That shield of faith go up. Boom. Come on. The shield of faith is so mighty.
Amen.
If we don't use it, every step, y'all heard this, every step you make, every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching. That's how the enemy is. He's looking for a crack or a crevice to come in so that he can stunt your growth. So he can throw a monkey wrench in the plan.
In your program. Amen.
It's time for deliverance. When we hear deliverance, we think it's the bad word. Oh, I don't need to be delivered. Oh, I'm fine. You know what deliverance is? Freedom.
Come on.
Just to move on from one spot.
Advancement.
There you go. Move to another level.
Come on. It's growth.
Yes, exactly.
It's elevation.
Exactly.
Not about how. It's putting you in a position, praise God, where you can experience things that you've never experienced before. What is faith? Faith is the substance,
The substance. I'm gonna stay right there. The substance. Come on. Can you, when you write your notes about your business, and you write down, now you don't have no customers yet, but you write down, I need box. That's substance. Come on, hallelujah. I need to go ahead and get a DBA. Come on. And I need to get this LLC. Come on. That's substance. Somebody looking for a place to live. You living with relatives right now. Come on. When you go look, when you on Facebook in the marketplace looking for you a place, that's substance. Because God said he going to bring you out. Come on. He going to make you independent. Come on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want to talk about what? And the evidence of things. That's why I tell people, rightly divide the word. If some people, oh, I gotta get a better reading Bible so I can understand. The Holy Spirit will give you understanding of the word. The Holy Spirit will help you understand what the Holy Spirit can speak for itself. The Holy Spirit can explain for itself. Come on, all you got to do is say, Lord, open my eyes and my understanding. So when I read the word, I can get what you're trying to tell me. Come on. Lord, I want faith. Come on. He said, well, all right. Just a little faith to do it. Come on. Faith the size of a mustard seed. But people don't understand how powerful a mustard seed is. Come on. That little bit of faith, praise God, going to grow. Come on. Hallelujah. To so much. But until you take one step, faith is dead till you make a move. Faith is dead till you go shopping to support your vision. Faith is dead until you write a note. Come on. Faith is dead until you get a business plan.
Right.
Faith is dead until you go buy the right kind of shoes. Faith is dead until you rewrite that resume. Faith is dead until you walk, oh glory to God, into that school. Come on. Until you pull it up online and begin to put your information. Come on. Right. Until you get your FAFSA together. Come on. Yeah. Faith is dead until you make a move.
Right. Amen.
I'm trying to figure out. Everybody trying to figure out how to get God to move. Walk in faith.
That's it. He gonna move with you. Move.
Walk in faith.
And watch him move with you.
He does not force our will, but guess what? He'll walk us through. Come on.
Amen.
When you say, Lord, I choose you. Guess what he said? Well, come on, then.
Come on.
Come on.
He chooses you.
He don't take you away you've always been. He take you away that might be complicated to you in your net.
Amen.
But you got to elevate yourself to the spiritual realm so that when he takes you on this path, nothing can harm you.
Amen.
Sometimes we're our biggest enemy. Sometimes we're our biggest problem. Sometimes the words that come out of our mouth is the biggest. We do the most damage to our own vision.
Yes, yes.
Girl, I had a dream last night, and the Lord showed me that I was a millionaire. But girl, please. You know, if I was, listen to how I'm saying it. Like God couldn't do that for me. Like God could, come on. Hallelujah. We get defeated just right off the bat. That's how the enemy works. Soon as God gives you a vision, the enemy gives you negative words. Because watch this. What did God do? It said that he spoke everything into existence through faith. Watch this. So you mean to tell me, if God show it to me and then I begin to speak on it and I begin to write it down, it has a right to exist.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. I've been teaching. Amen. If you say it out your mouth, it has a right to exist. But watch what kills it when you don't make a move. When you don't move, it kills you. When you don't step out, it kills you. You have to make a step. That little boy with that basketball is at the basketball court with the big boy. Guess what? The big boy's gonna let him in the game. They're gonna put him on their show so he can make a shot. After a while, that he coming up there, he almost as tall as them. Now he playing in the game because he hung around him so long. He a secret weapon. Watch this. Then after a while, he didn't grow as tall as them, and it's another little boy on the court. Oh, y'all got to catch this thing. It's another little boy on the court. And because they sold it to his life, here come another boy. He better show him. Then he going to leave and go to the NBA. Then he going to go. See, I'm trying to help you with something. Come on.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. You want to sort of, look, I heard somebody say, I want to start a girls group, but I don't have the money to finance. What kind of group you trying to start? Don't you need girls to start the group? Get you two. Get you one and mentor that one. That one gonna go tell somebody else. They mama gonna find out about it and tell another mama. That mama gonna bring her daughter. Then them daughter goes, come on, I'm trying to help somebody today. Faith without works is dead. Borrow somebody, Bill.
You got two chairs in your house.
In your house. You got a proof.
Right
here. I am I helping somebody today? We waiting on, we want on the big bucks. We want God to give us. Let me tell you something. God do what he want to do when he want to do it. And guess what? He do it how he want to do it so he can get the glory. Come on, hallelujah. He don't want.
God never shut him somebody.
You just touched on another thing that tends to hinder our faith as well. We sit around and wait on the grand gesture rather than building from the ground up.
Come on now.
Not understanding that.
Come on now.
That in God's kingdom, there's a process.
Process.
You start somewhere. And God just wants to see you start.
He
wants you to be a good steward over a little bit first and then watch him increase it. You know, you start at we understand, we so often as Christians want to skip the process.
We want to skip it.
We don't want to start at the ground level, as they say.
We don't want nobody to see us start in what we think is a pitiful state. It's just like somebody trying to be in Little League.
I mean, being in the NFL, you ain't never played Little League.
You gotta start
in Little League when you're 6, 7, 8 years old and grow up and learn football first.
Learn football.
You go straight and jump in the NFL, you're gonna get your block knocked out.
Right.
And that's just what's gonna happen in the word. If you try to start off where you are unfamiliar, don't know enough about it. Your vision will get knocked smooth out your head. And that's just plain and simple. So you have to understand that we have to be faithful enough to start somewhere. You know, God wants you to take that minute amount that he blesses you with.
Come on.
And grow it into something else.
Come on.
And then from that, grow it, he'll help you grow it into something else. Next thing you know, you got a big old building, a big old program. You got 400 girls in there.
Come on.
And it all started from the fact that God told you to start.
And you got a testimony.
Exactly, from where you started from. See, but we so often want the grandeur, the grand old, you know, we want the big grandeur.
It's got to
be polished and shiny for us to accept.
And you hear people say this to you when you, that's why I say you got to be, you also got to use that shield of faith
for discernment and protection.
Yeah. Because while you in your state of watching God grow you a little bit, you're going to have the people that say, when I get started with this, I ain't going to do it the way you did. You have to protect your faith.
What about the little old?
Oh, little old. I ain't going to go down little old.
That's how people step in and tell you, I see a little program you got going. Wait a minute, how come I got to do a little? This is a start.
But those are the things that God, with your faith, that's what God shields you from.
Even though it's coming at you, even though you hear it,
it won't bother you. I always tell people about that force field.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell y'all something. Yes, I am a super action hero junkie. Okay, because there's different things about them superheroes that get me, and God ministers to me through that. He said, I am your force field. Oh my God, come on. So when the fiery darts come at you, come on, they can't harm you. You'll be standing there looking at them.
You see them.
You'll even duck, but they won't. Come on. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
He didn't say they won't go forward.
Can we get fear out of the way?
Exactly. You know,
can we give fear? Y'all know what I'm saying. Can we give fear in the fiction notes? Can we serve fear notice and say, you gotta go?
Come on.
There is no more space in my life for you. Courage is taking up that space. Come on. Vision is taking up that space. And faith is covering it all. Come on. Let's go to our next scripture.
As a true Christian, you have to understand that fear, first of all, is not a God.
That's right.
God is a God of courage. He wants us to be powerful, strong, and walk in your purpose.
Walk right. in your purpose.
See, so then, when you walk in your purpose, there's no room for fear.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you said, things are going to come
courage
at you.
And fear cannot.
They're not in the same room. They can't be in the same process.
Y'all, we on it tonight. Let's go back. Keep your hand tied up in a...
In Hebrews,
don't leave that because I'm gonna talk about some people that got faith. Mm. See, you know what's wrong with us today? We ain't got time to hear the word. Mm. It gotta be quick. If people don't get to the point quick, the whole thing is the point. Come on,
amen.
Hallelujah. Come on back to James 2.
Mm-hmm.
James 2 verse 18. Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works." Mm. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Come on. In other words, you might have works, but are those works lining up with what you got faith for? Are you spinning your wheels?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing that has to do with what the vision is? Come on, because if some folks got a vision,
right.
Then they get sidetracked. Well, Lord, I did this. Lord, I did that. Lord, but what did they have to do with what I told you to do? Oh, my God. Come on. Come on. What does that have to do with what I told you to do? Look at this. Praise God. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou do it well. The devils also believe and trip.
Come on.
But wilt thou know? O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Abraham showed faith.
Right.
God said, "Don't I need you to sacrifice Isaac?"
Right.
Abraham, when we go to the story of Abraham, when he had to say, Abraham didn't stop and say, "Well, Lord, what are you talking about?" No, he got right up
and went on.
He didn't tell a bunch of folk what he was doing.
He had to do. Come on.
Oh, man. Can I just jump in here real quick?
Can I say part of what I love about this story that a lot of people miss at the beginning? Abraham had faith throughout this whole process. First of all, we have to understand. Abraham got up that morning, got his son together, got the donkey together. Let's go. He took his men with him. They went there. He told his men, "Y'all stay here. We'll be back." Now God had told him to go sacrifice his son, but he tells his men, "We'll be back." But so Abraham already had faith that God was going to take care of him and his son up there on that mountain before he even started up the mountain. He said, "We will be back."
Now, can I take it from here? Amen.
Go ahead.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I just want people to see
it. Okay, take it back in. That's a powerful thing. So since we're there, your mind is open to what he just said.
We.
Mm-hmm. He said we didn't.
Yeah.
But not only did he have faith that they both was coming back.
Come on.
God also gave provision.
Right, he's going to come back. Amen.
God also gave provision.
Right.
He said, Abraham, there's a what? A ram in the bush. Come on, can I help somebody? You worried about what you got to sacrifice when God already prepared the sacrifice.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
right.
You worried about what you got to give up to get this vision done. But God said, "I already got the provision." Come on.
Right.
You what? I just need somebody to walk in faith. I need somebody to get up out your couch, out your bed, pull that paper out, and get to write what God told you to do. I need somebody. It's somebody that's watching right now. People told you that whatever, anything you do, gonna fail, like you on color purple or somewhere. Mm. Well, I'm here to tell you, God say that curse is dead. I need for you to get up out your bed. I need for you to get up out your pen quarter. I need you to get up out of procrastination, and I need you to walk this thing on out.
Mm.
Ooh, y'all, I need y'all to get that in your spirit. I need you to walk this thing out. I need you to understand that what God has called you to do, can't nobody give you instruction on it but Him. I need you to understand that even with your little bit, God's going to increase it to more than enough. He said He'll give you so much, you're going to have to give it away. He told Abraham, I need you to leave your father and your mother's house, and I need you to go where I send you. Come on, hallelujah. I ain't giving you no map. I need you to walk. He say, and guess what? For your obedience, come on. Everywhere your foot step, I'm going to give it to you. He say, and those that speak against you, I'm going to curse.
Come on.
Those that bless you, I'm going to bless. I need you to understand that when God tells you to do something, He done already made the way. Yeah. He done already opened the door. He done already protected me. Let me tell you something. When people get drafted into the NFL or into the NBA, guess what? Them people didn't know each other. Come on. God already knew that on that day he would get drafted. So he prepared the coach. Come on. And he prepared the player. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody. Yeah. God had already set this path in order.
Yeah.
The old saints used to say, whose report will you?
You believe.
The old saints used to say that in church.
What he taught, what he, look, we, look, old school saints, what he told you? What did he tell you to do? People say, I get this question all the time. You a woman pastor. Say, what? I'm a pastor.
Period.
Yes.
He said in his word, he seen not, he don't see male or female.
Okay.
No, I'm a pastor.
Right.
Come on. I don't have time to play with you.
Right.
I don't have time to placate you and help you feel good about me pastoring. If that's the thing, I ain't your pastor.
Amen.
I'm walking in faith right now. Oh, Lord.
Come on. Can I help somebody today?
I don't have time to cater to your unbelief. I don't have time to placate and be in your game with you. You trying to hinder my walk. Come on. I got stuff to do.
You gotta understand, you walk into the vision God gave you.
Let me help y'all something. I dreamed about this field.
Come on.
I dreamed it was a door on the side and my relatives was coming in. I dreamed about this field. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Nothing happens in my life that God didn't show me in a dream.
Woo!
Even when the enemy come against me.
He showed it to me.
Are you willing to move? The worst you could be is a lazy saint. The worst you could be is a cowardly saint.
Yes,
I come against that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You are who God says that you are. You will have what God says that you will have. Come on, you will go where God says you will go.
Because God says it shall come to pass. And when God, in the word of God, when he says shall, that's him making a promise. And if God tells you it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass. You can go ahead and start heading that way because it's going to happen.
Go ahead and start.
Yeah, you go ahead and start because God does not, he's not a man that he shall lie. Like the Bible tells you that. And like I said, shall in the Bible is a promise. Anytime you see that in the Bible, that word shall, you can take that for exactly what it is. It's a promise to you, and you can go ahead and make a move on.
All right, let's go back over to Hebrews, praise God. This is Bible study, praise God. So we, at different times, people speak and share, praise God. Brother Daniel spoke there and hit that word and say comment. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And I want you all to know, praise God, amen. I join you tonight, praise God, in the spirit of God, amen, in the love of God. I join you tonight, praise God, only in the spirit of God, just to encourage your spirit to move.
Yes.
Just to encourage your spirit to help you understand that the spirit of God was placed in your life for motion. It was placed in your life to motivate, to guide, to protect, to to give you the spirit of discernment. Come on. It was placed in your life to heal. Come on. To deliver. And all I'm sharing with you tonight, praise God, hallelujah, is that you have access to everything you need. I need the spirit of bondage broke off of you so that you can be all that you need to be. Come on. I may have need of you one day. I might need healing. And when I'm set up for my divine appointment with you, if you ain't where you need to be, I can't afford for you to mess me up. I need for you to grab hold of the vision. But watch this. And I want y'all to write this down. I want you to get this. Let me go to Habakkuk. People like to say Habakkuk. Come up. My mom coming out for now. Amen. The baby like Habakkuk. No, baby. Oh, Habakkuk. Amen. Try to get it. Y'all know what I'm looking for. Write the vision.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what I'm looking for? Glory to God. I like to read it to you, though, so you don't get confused. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And one of the things, praise God, amen, we got to be very, very sure of is that we're hearing the voice of God. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And Habakkuk too, amen, that we're hearing the voice of God, amen. We're nearing the end of our lesson tonight, amen. I hope there's something said to encourage you. Please leave a comment, praise God. I am in the business, praise God, of making sure that you understand that God is in control of your life, amen. God is in control of your life. Come on, hallelujah. Break free, amen. Look at this. In verse 2, it says, no, let's read from verse 1. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. He stood so that God could tell him about himself. Right. Come on.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to stand and get ready for the Lord to talk to me.
Exactly.
Come on. To reveal my hang up.
Because
we don't like to read that whole thing. But if somebody had a hang up and they realized, they say, I'm gonna let the Lord tell me what the problem is. Come on.
Okay.
Watch this. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain up on tape. See, back in the Bible days, tables was them stomp that stone. They was etching stuff in stone. Ooh, y'all get that later. He said, write it up on tables. I need you to etch this in stone. What he was saying is, I need you to put it where you can see it and it can't be changed. Oh my God. Woo! Watch this. That he may run that reading. That right there, that he may run that reading. So you writing a vision so somebody else can run with it. Oh, my God. So what that means, not God is giving you a vision, but he's going to give you somebody that's going to read that thing. Come on, and run with it. You don't have to carry what? By yourself. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Somebody confused. I don't want you to be confused. I want you to understand what God is doing right now in this season of your life. Why you are on this live. Why are you listening to this little woman on this live? Because I'm trying to activate something in you that you have allowed to go to sleep and die. So we're going to speak to these dead bones tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And tell them to leave. Come on. We're going to speak to that permission, praise God. Amen. For you to pull out that paper. Y'all got the, y'all know the spiral notebooks you got around the house, some composition books that you was writing in, and then got distracted. He said, pull it out.
Yeah, write it down, make it plain.
He said, because they're going to run with it. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Yes.
Come on. Ooh, I got stuff right there. For an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Yes. Watch this. And then he said, watch this. This is for the impatient people. Watch what he said. He said, though it tarry, wait for it.
Mm.
Well, Lord, he said, wait. He said, when you've done all that you can, stand. He said, wait. He said, all that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. Okay. I'm trying to hold my seat. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Watch this. He said, wait for it. Because it will what? Surely. I'm going to read it again. Wait for it. You heard somebody say, look, when we're watching them videos all over YouTube, you hear somebody say, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Watch it. Hold on. Wait a minute. It's going to happen. Come on.
Amen.
Wait for it.
Wait.
Because it will what?
Surely.
Say it with a
promise. Surely.
Surely.
That's that promise.
Y'all need to walk around your house and just get
surely
together. Surely. Hey, look.
That's that promise again.
Go outside and touch your car and say, surely. Come on, grab your wife and get the dancing around the house and say, surely. Surely. Surely.
That's that promise again.
It shall surely come. It will not tarry. Woo, glory to God. Look at that. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Ooh, the just shall live by his faith.
Mm.
How do we live in the spirit? By faith.
Yeah.
So if I'm living by faith, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
What else to say? But faith without works is what? Dead.
Right.
How does faith work? I gotta move. Because if I move, watch this, and I write it down, somebody gonna grab it and run with it.
Come on.
Right.
It might tarry, but watch this, it's gonna surely happen. I know I just helped somebody right now.
Come on.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to play that back and write that down. It will surely come to pass.
Mm.
Listen, I dare you to block some people on Facebook.
Ooh, you better.
I dare you to block some folk in your phone just for a couple of months.
That's right.
I dare you, oh my God, to just get along with God and consecrate yourself and allow him to show you what he has for you to do. I dare you, my God, to give you vision. I dare you
come on
to allow God to order your steps for real.
It's gonna be
I dare you to do.
Break open for a little while.
I dare you.
Oh,
this is why I want to say, I'm saying this to you because, first of all, you're doing things the way you want to do it.
Right.
You're watching all these videos about how people are telling you to do it. I promise you, if you pray to the one that spoke this whole world into existence and ask him for direction, he's going to show you how to do it. And you're going to soar over a whole lot of people. And they're going to say, how did you do it? You say, God.
Mm-hmm.
He told them young men, launch out into the deep. He said, launch out into the deep. He said, go where you never went before. Go into the dark. Go to places that you're not familiar with.
Come on.
It said their nets broke. It was so much fish and uncharted territory. I'm trying to help you. It was so much. What if I told you that your prosperity ain't coming the same way other people got it? What if I told you your prosperity is in places that nobody is willing to go?
Yeah.
Come on.
What if I told you there is no rhyme or reason for what God has for you in your life? Can I bless you tonight? Hallelujah. What if I tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, when you let go of all this unnecessary dead baggage, glory to God, God is about to show you the real deal.
Come on.
What if I tell you that? I just want to help somebody. What if I tell you that the way you've been doing it is contrary to what God wanted to do? What if I tell you?
Please.
He told Abraham, get away from your kids. Get away from your norm. Get away from your comfort zone. Oh, I just hit somebody right there. Get out of your comfort zone. Stop doing it the way you always do it. God said, listen.
Come on.
He's trying to get different results out of your life, but you won't let go of the familiar. But the familiar has been your anchor for years.
Yeah. I'm holding you back.
Come on.
Yes, come on now.
Can I just sit this right here on the internet tonight?
Yes.
Can I just minister to some folks tonight? Amen. Glory to God.
Come on now.
You want to do it the same way you've been doing it, but you're not getting no results. I'm telling you why. Because that way is dead. Mm. That way don't require faith, because you know how they go. Mm-hmm. Faith without works is dead.
Come on.
What you need God to do, what God showed you he's going to do, it's only going to work if you do it God's way.
Amen.
It's only going to work when you do it God's way. He said in his word, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's give God some praise tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise about this word tonight. Amen. Yes. Somebody count this word, praise God, and they about to go get it done.
Come on. Right now.
Somebody got this word tonight, and you finna let go of some dead weight. Somebody got this word tonight, and you about to serve some people some eviction notes. Somebody got this word tonight, and you about to get, God finna show you where your prosperity really finna flow from. Somebody got this word tonight, and your life will never be the same. You're not gonna be able to sleep tonight. You ain't gonna be able to focus tonight. You're not gonna be able to concentrate tonight. Because you're gonna be like, wait a minute, let me get this fabric, let me pull the sewing machine out, let me get this. Come on, you gonna start moving. Yeah. I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop waiting on somebody else. Come on, stop having all these excuses. Come on. Excuses don't produce love.
More excuses. That's it. Are you gonna get out of these excuses?
This is for you. You watching this saying, ooh, that's a good word, but this was for you.
Yeah.
This was for you to come out of that place of complacency, procrastination. Oh, I intended. Oh, I meant to. Oh, I was going to. Well, I started. I've been thinking about it. Oh no, that's the end of that. I decree and declare it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you to take your mind off of who you're trying to impress, and I need you to focus on God. I need you to take your mind off of who you're trying to prove wrong, because it ain't about them. Come on. This is about God getting everything out your life. Come on. And he want to raise you up, praise God. He want to send you in places that you don't qualify for. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Favor ain't fair. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But you got to be walking in his will. If we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit.
Favor ain't fair.
Favor ain't fair.
Oh.
But you can't get to it until you let go of it. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Brother Daniel said earlier in the broadcast, he said you got to surrender to your faith.
Come on.
Oh, that's a powerful word. You ought to walk around your house and say, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I surrender
right now,
all to
Lord.
You. Lord, right I surrender my life to you.
Right now,
Lord, I surrender my children to you.
Right
every hindrance, I bind it up right now.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
I no longer will be hindered, glory to God. I will no longer let the enemy take my mind off of what I'm supposed to be doing for you. I will no longer, glory to God, let a man get between what I'm supposed to do for you. I will not let a woman get between what I'm supposed to do. Lord, I do understand, glory to God, that my walk, my existence, glory to God, is all about you.
Yeah, I surrender, Father.
Lord, I
I surrender. So say, I surrender all to thee, my Lady Savior, oh, I surrender all. I surrender all.
Yes,
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, for I surrender, I surrender, I God bless you and good night.
The red part.